You're listening to the Effective Developer Podcast. My name is Sebastian, and in this episode, I want to talk about New Year considerations, some reflections and planning. Basically, how to meet, well, the new year. So in this way, well, happy new year, everybody. I wish you health, happiness, and in general that you can focus on your goals and on learning in this year. I wish you an amazing 2024. And yes, let's make the best out of it. So also, it has been a while since I produced some podcast and in general content, in case you follow me on my Twitter accounts and other social media and also my YouTube channel. So this is definitely some of my considerations that for the new year, I want to keep this up a little bit more again. I definitely have this planned. It was just also due to a lot of planning, a lot of stuff going on. So basically, I've been quite busy. But anyway, what I want to talk about in this episode is just some considerations about, well, for New Year, so some plans for the new year that I have, but also this routine that I really, really enjoy, that is, well, the end of the year considerations, some reflections, what happened in the year, and some planning, which is really, really important. So this is extremely helpful if we do this. It actually doesn't matter if you do it in at the end of the year in December or if you start out in January. It's basically means, okay, have a look at your year. Well, what happened? What went well? What maybe didn't go well? Things you learned, goals you achieved. And then, well, see actually where you went, like how your path was in that year, and then definitely where you want to go for the new year. So I'm not really talking about these new year resolutions. I'm not a big fan of these in general. I'm more talking about general plans, maybe doing some small course corrections or even big course corrections. And then also thinking about, okay, how do I want to spend, well, the year in general, but also every single day. And this is something where you can get really big insights from, and in multiple areas. So not just with being a developer and with working and maybe saying, okay, is there something new I want to learn? Is there maybe even a new role that I want to take or that I want to pursue? But also in general in your life, like what does it mean for my personal life, for maybe relationships, for health and all of these things? Just that routine helps a lot. And I've been doing this regularly now for a long time. So more than, that's actually a good question, more than 8 years or so. And usually twice a year, I take this time off, like a few days, a few quiet days. I usually go there with my best friends, with my best friend. So the two of us, just somewhere in the nature. And then we basically ask each other these questions like, well, what happened since the last half a year, or especially at the end of the year, what happened in this year? And it helps a lot if you do some regular journaling. So this is something I do pretty much every single day. So I, while I do some journaling, and I also use my calendar or my calendar application in this way that I can look at pretty much any day of the year and see, okay, what happened there. So then in this practice, I just go through all of it and then write down, you know, what happened in the year. Like basically write some sort of end, sort of statement, a recap. And I usually ask myself, okay, what went well? What maybe didn't go that well? Something like, okay, what were the best moments or the most, well, inspiring moments, or the ones that just really now stuck in my memory that I think about when I think about this year? And then, of course, which goals did I achieve? And what are the things I learned? And now if you think about it just like that, you might think, okay, the year went by so quickly, there's not much that was going on. But actually, if you start looking at it, and especially if you go over your calendar or whatever you have to track, you know, to keep track of the stuff that you do, ideally some sort of calendar or journal, you can also have a look at the pictures on your phone and see, oh yes, this happened and then that happened. And all of these things that you can do, you can have a look at Git commit messages on your favorite project, or however you know, keep track of stuff, and then you will see much more happened than you actually might think. So again, a year passes by quite quickly, but then you say, okay, actually a lot happened. So this is always the insight I got. When I think about my year, I'm like, okay, this was, you know, a year, maybe not much was going on, but actually a lot was going on. And then this is just quite insightful, I would say. And then you see all of these things. If you went through that practice, you have a big list of, you know, stuff you achieved. And also typically I would set it up by different categories. So I think this is really helpful to not only, you know, overdo it in one regard. So for example, we talked about the term work-life balance, but I would actually see it with the balance of multiple criteria. It's not just, you know, work or thing you do for a profession, but for example, health, finances, some personal goals, for example, some skills or, you know, musical instrument, drawing, whatever you would like to learn or do. Some relationships and family related things, maybe some things like, I like a criteria that I call adventure. So for example, if I say, oh, is there a new country that I would like to explore, or a new thing that I just would like to do, you know, for the fun of it. And in this regard, it's really helpful to just list these different things and see, okay, what did I do in this year? And then, of course, connected to that as the next step is some sort of way forward. So in terms of planning, or just a question to yourself, where would you like to go, like, for the future? So to see, what would I like my year to be? And I like to start with this question, to start with the end in mind. No, so now imagine it's already the end of 2024. How would you have liked to spend your year? What would you have liked to, well, achieved or done in order to, well, consider it a successful year in this regard? So when you look at all of these different categories, you know, all of these different areas in your life, and say, okay, what would I have liked to achieve? And this is a quite interesting practice, and that's also something I refined more and more over the years, because on one hand, it's easy to say, okay, I play it really safe, I do very conservative sort of goals, so, you know, not much going on, not very big goals, but then just continue where I am. Or on the contrary, it's also very easy to say, oh, of course, I would like to have written a book, and then, you know, with health related, I would like to, you know, become the next, the next bodybuilder in the gym, and then with finances, I would like to be financially independent, and do all of these big goals. And then you will see, okay, this is actually not really achievable in a year, although you can achieve a lot in a year. But what I found basically over the years, what helped me with this practice a little bit, was to sort of split it in two practices. At first, allow yourself to, you know, just really brainstorm and to dream. It's like, okay, what would be really amazing in this particular area of life that I have achieved? But then also to break it down and to see, well, first of all, look at it a little bit more realistically and say, okay, what are actually the ratios that I would like to achieve? Because we know it is a sad truth in life that you cannot achieve everything. At least not, well, everything together, everything at once. You can achieve anything, but not everything. So what is more important to you? You know, like if you look at this, okay, a new advancement in your career, you know, have written a book versus this health goals versus these other things. And then you will see, okay, what would actually be a reasonable balance. So, you know, when we talk about health, like, this is a very important topic, but maybe you don't want to spend five times per week in the gym or doing sports. That might be too much. So it's a question to you, how would you like to balance this? And then you may see a more realistic, well, balance in a realistic list. And then the next thing is, what is also really important, that during the year, or even writing down these goals, then I would actually like to focus more on what I call process goals rather than these big, you know, daunting goals. So what do I mean by that? For example, well, writing a book. It's easy to state in that your goal list to say, I would have liked to written a book in this year, or maybe in the next 5 years. And then you look at this goal, and it's really daunting, right? It's like that mountain that you stand in front of, and you're like, wow, that's such a big thing. That's a lot of work that went into this. And it might not be even that helpful to write this down, and then, you know, it can become overwhelming quite quickly. But instead, have the process goals of saying, okay, every day I would have liked to write one page or a paragraph even just, or a few paragraphs. And that is much more achievable. And then you just state this and say, okay, well, let's start with 1 month. In January in this year, I would have liked to written one page every day. I want to just take this as a habit, you know, as a process. And these process goals then are much, well, first of all, much more achievable, and they look less daunting because it's doable. It's just a little bit of time every day to say, I want to do this. Or, you know, I want to learn a language. I want to learn Spanish or whatever. So I just do 5 minutes of Spanish every day. So that's totally doable. You know, in the time that usually we spend on social media, you just do something else instead. But now if you put this together, if you would have done this every single day for just a few minutes in a whole year, you advance a lot, right? And it's the same with the writing example. So if you write one page every single day, you know, you have 365 pages, and that's a book pretty much in a year. Well, it doesn't work quite like this, but you get the point. You will advance a lot if you just follow these process goals. And I think then they're much more realistic and more achievable. And it's also just more down to earth. So you don't have to look at your goal list then every month and see, oh yeah, I still have not finished my book or something like this. But you're like, okay, did I follow this process now every month, every day in the month, that I write one page? So did I do this? Yes or no? And then you can course correct. Oh, I haven't done this now for 3 days. Okay, let's continue this again. And I ask myself every evening, did I follow this now for my process goal? And the same is true for many other practices as well. So this is something I found over the years and I now focus on more. So for me, that's things like, well, meditation that I want to do more. I'm a little bit struggling with keeping this up. I do a cold shower every morning. That's a really nice process goal that gives a lot of energy. And, you know, just processes like this. You know, you can ask yourself in the evening, what did I learn today? So, you know, why not make it a process goal to say, I want to learn one new thing every single day, whatever it is, you know? I think that's a beautiful goal or beautiful process goal. And then at the end of the year, you will have learned so many new things. And it's also really interesting to think about that. You know, chances are you're probably doing this already, because in our job, we learn a lot of new stuff. But it's also cool to be more deliberate about it, to ask yourself, what did I actually learn this day? And then maybe you get the inspiration to learn some other new things and say, okay, next week I want to learn about this new technology. And then, you know, you can write down a lot of things that you learned. So that's actually something that I found over the years. What I'm now focused on a little bit more is these sort of process goals, like really achievable steps or guidelines for every single day, is to say, what would I have liked to achieve just in a single day, by saying I want to do 5 minutes of this or just one page of that and things like that. So this definitely might help. And then what I typically do, so I like to take these quiet think days sort of twice a year. So also then in the summer, to see, okay, how was the first half of the year already, sort of that you can course correct in case what went missing, what fell off the shelf. And then you can see, okay, is this actually something, how I would like to follow. But really, it's important to keep these balances in mind, because, well, very often we like to focus on one thing, on one work project or so, and then forget about everything else, which is certainly not helpful, right? Like if you neglect your health or some other personal relationships, all of these things are important. And it's really up to you to refine better and better what the different ratios are between these different areas, or between your, you know, projects or things that you would like to do. And of course, there's no correct answer, so you have to find this out for yourself. So what is a good balance for you, you know? But also, it has to be one, or should be one, that is sustainable over a longer time, right? So we all can just work 24/7 on a single project, at least for a few days or for a very short time, but then, you know, you burn out quite quickly, and it's certainly not sustainable. So what is actually a good sort of balance over time that makes the whole thing enjoyable and sustainable? And I think this can be done only by a little bit of time and experience. So experience will show what constitutes a good ratio for you. So yeah, these are some of the thoughts I have for these New Year considerations and reflections and planning. So maybe you already could take some time off or some quiet days to think about your year, what happened there in 2023, and actually where you want to go now for 2024. So I hope you can maybe take some time or do this as a good occasion now that we have a new year to make some plans for this year, to maybe learn some new things, to go in a new direction. So with this being said, I wish you all the best for this year. So may you be able to pursue your goals. And yes, I hope this episode was helpful. And again, happy new year to all of you. And thanks a lot for listening. Bye.